This is an MUT Radio podcast.
So now on the line we have Ulungelo Zondi, iqhikiza lasemgungundlo. Ngikutshenela ke mina ukuthi ngikuphathele ubumnandi kuphelwana nje uzojiva kusala uphaqa. Lungelo, sikwamukele ku-MUT Top 30. How are you?
I am fabulous, my angel. How are you? And thank you so much for calling me. Hi, baby. Hi, Siri. Hi, honey, man.
It has been a long time, darling.
It's been a long time, and there's a lot of gossip. But then, we need to talk about the hottest in the entertainment industry, right?
Yebo. Yebo, kunjalo. Asishone khona.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, ngiyakuzwa, ngiyangizwa.
Okay. Let me move a little bit far away from everyone, because today I'm actually having quite a big day.
Mm-hmm.
So we're hosting one of the best bakeries, braai and ultimate braai masters.
Oh.
So I think I should be on the yes, and Can you hear me? All right. On the news today, we are talking about one of our South African celebrities that have been in the industry for a very long time,
mm-hmm.
but they cannot stay without giving us drama, right?
I mean,
Benzani Manjin.
Yeah.
I don't know whether South African celebrities, Benzani isn't as in Ngingoba, but can we talk about one of the best DJs that we and music producers and she's a legend in the industry, but then abantu abaningi sebebuzela ukuthi uphumaphi uDJ Sindo, uphi uDJ Sindo, because uDJ Sindo simazi a queen of the desk in Durban and KZN, including the entire South Africa. She's been to Europe, she's been to the other African countries, she's been everywhere, but then uthiyena kuningi kakhulu osekwenzeka empilweni yakhe nama struggles akhe kanye nokuzama ukumelana ne depression that made her ukuthi aphume kwi entertainment industry, because COVID-19 played a very big role in her dropping out kwi entertainment industry. So bekunama rumors abathi abantu abaningi bathi yena udulo u DJ Sindo ube nenkinga laphaya we entertainment side yakwatira ne side lakatira, but no uDJ Sindo ukhona in the industry. Abantu abaningi bambonileke ba bembona omunye engasakwazi ukungena omnikwa esembona bengasakwazi futhi nokumbuka, but it was because of the mental state yakhe, depression akade sabhekana naye zama ukulwisana naye ukuthi asukume. But the Mandeni Boy superstar ukhulumile wathi, guys, ngila ngikhona, I need help, I need everyone who can just come in azolekelela. And remember that uDJ Sindo akagugi, right? She is one of the best in the entertainment industry. So I feel like one kumuntu who can book or who needs her with event yakhe. Because she is ours. We can't stay without uSindo. That is just one of our biggest hits, Eswaziyo lapha, ekhisho uDJ Sindo.
And uDJ Sindo, she's one of our females. I beg a lento le yokuba umuntu osifazane kulento le yok DJ, kwi industry of DJ before kulandela uDJ Zinhle.
Very true. And if we were to be honest, DJ Sindo, she was the first one, if I'm not mistaken, and I stand corrected. She was the first one ukuthi afike the entertainment industry and abe a groundbreaker avule iminyango eminingi.
Exactly.
And then qhamuka o DJ Zindla on the side.
Yebo, Depend Gogo.
But yeah, need to support her, and I will always say well done to her. Can you just please beautiful people, support Sindo.
Hayi, abam support. Yeah, bathina abanye.
Remember that there is the blind date by Ula Sizwe Dambuza, where ebiza wonke umuntu independent, wonke umuntu who is busy and dramatic, abahlalise kwi table yakhe. But ukulesikhathi ke umfazi wephepha decided to just call. one of the controversial guys from Ugandan journalist Usaimon Kwanganjala.
Yes,
the name is Kwanganjala.
Yeah,
and Utema ngabembiza wambizela into the podcast yakhe, and then tiki tiki, okay, wakala wabuza wathi, why are you gay?
Aibo.
Wabito zulasizo wathi, I said, why are you gay?
Aibo, umbuzo muta ngawuphendula kanjani kodwa lo?
Because the only thing I can say, you were born gay.
Yeah.
This is natural.
Yeah.
You've been like this forever.
Mm-hmm.
Then if you say why, you are now saying it's not, it's a choice of some sort. So, and then a lot of people in the LGBTQIA community started passion to Ulasizwe. They were saying, Ulasizwe, you know so well that you were not supposed to bring umuntu who's already homophobic, and they know kuba na kwi country yakhe bayamvumela.
Yeah,
and then bamvumela kwi country yakhe, so they would try and sort everything out. So abantu abaningi bebelwa, the organizations were saying, no, Ulasizwe, this guy's homophobic, you shouldn't be putting this one on the platform. But remember, kumbula ukuthi the main reason why this podcast was started, or this blind date or blind or date thing was started by Ulasizwe, it was really for a controversy and to get to twist other people's mind, for them to
understand.
Ngokuthi bona bazizwa kanjani yabo.
Yeah.
And abantu abaningi ke balwile naye bathi no Ulasizwe akayeke lento yakhe because usifakela inyosi, usifakela abantu abazoshwayela kabi. And all I can say for now is there's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can do. We need to just respect whatever that is happening and you shall see which wins again. But sisa kuluma ngezinto ezinkulu ke 25.
Yep.
Uthi yena yini indoda ka Lerato Ganyago.
Hayi wena.
Iyoboshwa nje ngo 10 million.
Yo.
Ngoba kuthi uyicharge 10 million ngoba i attacke omunye wabantwana, I think bamantombazane, in one of the hotels that akhona in Johannesburg. So uma ngabe lendoda yakhe isiboshiwe, my issue is useboshwa nje yena ube athekelana umuntu osifazane from the first place. But now he's been told ukuthi kufuneka akhokhe imali engango 10 million rand. Lona ungumyeni ka Lerato Ganyago owashiya intombazane ethi disabled emva kokuthi eyibhamba bule wayibhokoza wayibhakaza. But ke ama attorneys akhe isophuma SL attorneys in Pretoria, they decided to handle the matter and take it to court. Kwathiwa no, umuntu osifazane kuzofanele ukuthi alungiselelwe because even okay, abakhona became very rude and violent when Zionke Lento was happening and it's a figure nabantu la. And we are born ukuthi kuninga kulu that was happening.
Yeah.
But it's been go so guge ugay net to pay imali yango 10 million. But abanye include an estimated price of 100,000 rand for ama medical cost in Ntombazane.
Yo!
So you can imagine ukuthi if we were to times that 100,000 rand ishuma lenkulu kangakanani, and I think people need to grow up and understand that emhlabeni siphila ngokubambisana. If you can't bambisana, then you need to do something else. While we're talking about other people that are doing something else. Nange uNonku Williams decided esethi nje ngiyaxebuka ndiyaphuma with the Real Housewives of Durban. Ushilo wathi been and a lot of negativity that has caused in mental state chat ukuthi ngakuhamba kahle.
Yeah.
And angazi ukuthi since uNonku Williams uyathakatheka yini ngoba umuntu owununya uhlanga. Khambe bese ngathi uloyiwe, because remember the people when you are depressed, they always say uloyiwe uthakathiwe.
Yeah.
So all I want to know, uma njengoba ephuma sisaqhubeka yini ukukhuluma ngendaba yokuthi there is abantu that are in the industry like Omini Ntuli. Ekuthiwa abakwazi ukucula nabo bakhona lapha ku the Real Housewives of Durban. Can we talk about uLacholto naye who actually made it eqoma umuntu omdala ubaba uJacob Zuma waze wamzalela umntwana but still usa strong.
Yeah.
Is there not enough motivation from other people is of sense ukuthi sazi ukuthi when you get into the limelight you must expect izinto ezinkulu to happen in your life. Or maybe she came and joined the Real Housewives of Durban thinking kuzoba mnandi.
Wayicabanga ukuthi kuzoba mnandi, kuzoba lula, angeke kube nzima kanje.
On that note, on that note,
ngihambanga
kahle siyamxolela but that was for Sombi Ulungelo kaZondi iqhikiza ngime phambi kwePrice Stand enenyama eningi kanjani njengamanje
ayibo ngiyacela kusendele noma ingo WhatsApp
I'll send you via email send you on WhatsApp and I'll send you everything thank you so much you guys see you next week we love you so much if ubana icelebrity lenza into cela ukujim uza kuyiqhikiza
exactly Yebo.
We are MUT Radio and say nanka ma celebrity ends ukuthi.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much Ilungelo Zondi Qhikiza lasemgungundlovu yena lokade sitshena ngomgosi ukuthi kahle kahle kwenzakalani emhlabeni sakhile you know.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.